Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to Peter Burstyn's column about carbon tax published April 2. I respectfully disagree with Mr. Burstyn's analysis of the impact of the carbon tax on Canadian consumers. The carbon tax on gasoline and home heating fuels is easily seen and understood. However, it is the hidden cost of the carbon tax that is never acknowledged by our government that is not returned in our climate rebate. In the food chain, the carbon tax becomes rolled into the price at our local food stores. Truckers who deliver to wholesalers and retailers charge more for delivery because they add the carbon tax to the transportation cost. The consumer pays the carbon tax. The same is true in manufacturing, construction, personal services, and on and on and on. In some cases, e.g. a refrigerator, the built-in carbon tax attracts HST. These push-through carbon tax costs are never recovered in the incentive that our government claims make it neutral. Bob Hunter, Aurelia.